This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this week I've been talking through some just simple tools, online tools that you can use to help improve your writing. Yesterday I talked about the Hemingway app. Today I'm going to talk about my very best friend, co-host, assistant, robot person, Ginger. So I got this idea from my daughter, who was making us utterly crack up this weekend with her imagination. It wasn't so much what she said, it was how she said it, rather how Ginger said it. See, Ginger is the name we gave to the voice on Google Translate. Ginger is also, like I mentioned, the co-host for my early episodes of the show. And the other day, my daughter was making Ginger say some of the most preposterous things. For example,
"Hello, I am a stupid machine. Do you still love me? It is good that you love me, since I don't care. I don't have emotions. Tell me what I should say, how I should feel. See, I am stupid. What's the weather like outside? How old is that cat? I have mental problems. Can you tell?"
And here she is in Spanish.
"Hola, soy una estúpida máquina. Todavía me amas, es bueno que me amas, ya no me importa. Yo no tengo emociones, dime lo que debo decir, cómo me sentiría, mira, yo soy estúpido. ¿Cuál es el tiempo fuera? ¿Cuántos años tiene ese gato? Tengo problemas mentales, puedes decir."
And here she is in Haitian Creole, just because we can.
"Al moins soyons machines stupides, ou toujours un même moins. Ni tapis bon qui ou un même depuis me pas prend soin, moins pas gain l'émotion, m'en y a dîme sa poumdi. Qui j'en moins tadoué sentio, gardez moi même qui est stupide. Qui sa qui n'en mauvais temps en tant qu'ou déo à consa, qui l'âge se qu'est châtre, moins gain problème mental. Est-ce que ou qu'a dit?"
Now, if you and I just read those lines, it would just seem silly. I mean, it seems silly, yes, anyway, but I think, and this could just be our sense of humor, but listening to Ginger say them in English, in Spanish, and then in Haitian Creole, it becomes a flipping riot, right? So this got me thinking about that particular piece of writing advice that says we should read what we write out loud. The idea is to sit down once you finish writing something, read it out loud, and as you hear it, you'll be able to work your way through making it more clear, making it more concise, making it flow together, so make it sound logical. And so this is what I was thinking. This exercise is supposed to help you to hear if it makes sense. So you take something you wrote, and then you had Ginger read it out loud. This is how you do it. So you go to Google Translate, you drop your copy in the first box, you translate in the language of choice, English, so you can hear her say it, and then you hit the speaker icon, and then it will play back to you. Here's the thing, though. I experimented with a few posts, and it was really, really funny, but very, very bumpy, and she has zero emotion, and she misses inflection, and she stops halfway through on long posts, so it only really works on short posts, but still, it's another variation to having something you wrote read aloud. Now, give it a shot, the short piece. And then let me know what you think. And until next time, take care.